Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
go, here we go. Come on, y'all. To the show and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. You got a nice day out. I tell you, one of my neighbors was up at the crack of dawn cutting grass. I believe they were standing at the door. Waiting for the sun to come up. The first peak of sunlight. Bam! They were on it. You know what I'm saying? They were on it. They were cutting the grass. They were doing their thing, but that's pretty tough right there when you just gotten into bed, you know, not long, a couple hours ago. I didn't get into bed this morning until about 3:15 or so, you know, and that's tough, okay? That's tough. 818-01-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA, on tax or accounting needs, called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your needs and concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show, guys, you know, well, it's Free Fall Friday, right? And you know, I also have a topic that I want to talk about. Some things that I was watching the Family Feud, and this was one of the questions, you know, and the question was, what do people do in the shower that some people, other people don't do, okay? People do in the shower that other people don't do. And one of the guests said, urinate or pee in the shower. You know, and I'm like, God, I've never peed in the shower. Okay, never peed in the shower. Give me 2 seconds, guys, I'll be right back.
Let's go.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Have a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number.
So thank you guys. I'm sorry about that. I had to take care of something real quick. But, you know, and when you think about this now, think about it, is, you know, in the shower, that's something that just, like I said, I do not do, right? That's something that I don't do, right? And it's weird, but, you know, it's just, I don't know, okay? And when you look at it, I'm like, hey, man, I just never thought about that. You know, who urinates in the shower? Okay? I've never done that. I've never done it at home. I've never urinated in the shower, even away from home. Even if I'm somewhere on vacation in a hotel or in a condo somewhere, or at someone else's house, in anything, I've never done that. You know, when I take a shower or something, I get it. You know, I urinate. I use the restroom before I get in the shower, and so that's never happened to me. But when you think about it, and like I said, I was watching the game show, and that was a question. It was on Family Feud, okay? And that was a question. What do you do in the shower? And what do you do in the shower that other people may not do? Okay? And that was one of their answers. The girl say, urinate. She urinated and she pee in the shower. That's what she said. She pee in the shower. And I'm like, oh my God. You know? who pees in the shower? I just don't know. And it's tough when you think about it. That would be bad. So, you know, I was asking my family, hey, y'all pee in the shower? I mean, and everyone seemed to have the same answer. No, I don't pee in the shower. But it's crazy. Free Fall Friday, you guys call into the show. Talk about any subject you want. All lines are open. Well, not all of them. Some of them are full with people. But call in and give me your subject or comment on this subject. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you know, another answer that was to the question was, you know, ladies say they shave in the shower, okay? And, you know, they were giving answers, weird answers, like shampoo your hair. I guess everyone doesn't shampoo their hair in the shower. You know, like, my girls at the house, they usually use like the kitchen sink to wash their hair sometimes. But I know they use the shower too, but, you know, sometimes they use the kitchen sink. I guess maybe the middle of the day or something they'll use the kitchen sink, but they'll usually use the shower. And I can't remember some of the other answers to the question, but the urinating thing really with me, and I said I gotta talk about that on the show, and because, like I said, it stuck with me, and it seems just way way out in left field, right? It seems way out in left field, especially if you know. I don't know if I've ever even thought about urinating in the shower. Okay. Another answer was make love or have sex in the shower. Okay. I know people talk about that all the time. Well, they don't talk about it all the time, but I'm sure that happens a lot. Okay. If you got a big shower and I guess if you can make it happen, you make it happen, right? And so, the shower to me, it's not, when I get in the shower, I'm in there to do my thing and get out, okay? And I'm not in there to pee in the shower. I'm not in there to have sex in the shower. I'm not in there to shave in the shower. I mean, I shampoo my hair in the shower, but it was just a weird thing, so I wanted to talk about it. But today, like I said, it's Friday, and I'm going to be on vacation next week, okay? I'm going to be on vacation next week, but I am going to do the show. I'll be in Florida, but I'm doing the show from Florida. Okay, I'm going to be doing the show from Florida all next week, and as well, I've gotten confirmation through her people that the comedian MC Peaches will be on the show next Wednesday, 10:30. Okay, you guys can tune in for that, but I will promote the show as usual. You will get your show notes. Those who are on my list for show notes. And you will get my show notes about that. You'll get my show notes about each show. Okay? Of course, I'm not doing one over the weekend. But I am doing a show next week while I'm in Florida. I will be doing the show every day. Okay? And now don't hold me to that. Because while I'm on vacation, I have fun. I don't know about you guys, but I have fun. Okay, my wife talking about take. You know, everybody should take a book with them. I ain't taking no book with me, cause it'll just be riding in the car, right? It'll just be riding in the car there and back. It'll just have. The book will just have a good ride to Florida and back, right? The book will just have a good ride to the beach and back, because I'm not reading a book while I'm there. I'm there to have a good time. And if I want to read a book, I'll grab a magazine or something and read. I'm not taking a book to read, okay? And I try to read. You know, as much as I can, but while I'm on vacation, I don't think I'm gonna have a book in my hand. I'll have a cup in my hand, but I won't have a book in my hand. Okay, I will have a cup in my hand. That's guaranteed. It's almost It's almost like having fingers on your hand. That cup is gonna be stuck to my hand. Okay, the only time I'll put my cup down is to get a refill, right? That's the only time I'll put my cup down, because I'm on vacation. I'm there to relax and have a good time, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, relax and have a good time all next week, okay? So, you guys just, again, tune in for the show on next week. Like I said, I am doing this show, but I'll be doing it from Florida. And that's the neat thing about my show is that people can listen to the show from anywhere. I can do the show from anywhere, okay? And I have a one of my high school friends are now their husband is in the armed forces, I guess. And she, you know, she sent me a Facebook message and said, how can I listen to the show in Iraq? And I'm like, in Iraq? I don't know. And then I asked her what was the time difference between here and Iraq. And she was like, whatever it is, some hours or whatever. So I said, well, whatever time 10:30 is here, then that's what time you can listen to the show. So she listens to the show online every day, which is a good thing, okay? Which is a good thing. And that's, you know, that works. It works for me, right? And plus, you can listen to the show anytime. All my shows, two hours after this show, my show will be archived. It'll be on the site, and you can go to my website on Blog Talk Radio and click and listen to the show. Okay, so if you ever miss a show, you can go back and listen to it at a later date if you want to. Okay, so that's the way that works. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today is Free for All Friday. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you want, or I'll talk about whatever I want, which was urinating in the shower. I'm moving on from that. I'm not gonna talk about that anymore. I do want you guys to have a tremendous weekend. Okay, have a great weekend. Make sure you take care of yourselves, take care of your family. Be good to one another. I try to tell my girls all the time. My girls are like 6 years apart. And I try to tell them all the time to be good to one another. You know, you got to be good to one another. You have to take care of each other. Because if you don't, who will, right? So I try to get my girls to get along, push each other around, and aggravate each other. And I guess that's something you do when you're growing up. And I know my brother, I'm the youngest out of four kids, and I know I have an older brother and then two older sisters, right? And all of them, you know, they used to aggravate me like that, okay? And I guess I did the same with them, right? I aggravated them as well. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's just something within us as sisters and brothers or whatever that, you know, we aggravate. And I think I'm going to do a show about that one day. Is I'm going to talk about siblings and how, you know, how we grew up and how we aggravated each other. And, you know, how we aggravated each other when we were growing up. That might be a pretty good show. I think I'll get some callers on that. Because, you know, I remember back when I was growing up, how my brother, he'd get in trouble, right? And I grew up in a single parent home. My dad, you know, my mom and dad divorced when I was like 4 years old, and so my mom raised us, and she was tough. I mean, she didn't play. When she said something, she meant it. If you didn't do it, she didn't say a whole lot after that. She just come in the room with her belt and get to it. She didn't want to hear She didn't want to hear any excuses or anything. She just came in and got to it. And, you know, you laying there in the bed and you kind of chilling out half asleep. And she come in there and be like, why didn't I tell you to get up and get out there and rake those leaves in the yard? And, man, she go at it. Cow, cow. It's like, okay, I'm up. You see? I'm up. I'm doing it. I'm getting out there. But, you know, she didn't play. She didn't play. So all the time when my brother got in trouble, when he get a whooping, then, he and I shared a bedroom. When he get a whooping, he'd come in the room, you know, all huffy and puffy, eyes all puffed out, and I'd aggravate him, you know, just like he do me when I got in trouble. I'd aggravate him, I'd make fun of him, I'd reenact how he was jumping around when Mom was popping him with the belt, right? I reenact that. And he gets so upset, and he fight. You know, he swing on me, and next thing you know, we're in there fighting. And then she come in there again. She busted up with her belt. Didn't take long. My mom didn't play. My mom was like 5'10", 5'11". She was tall, and she wasn't small. She wasn't fat, she wasn't skinny, she was healthy. But she was strong, man. She grabbed your arm and you couldn't get away. But thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I have about a minute left. I'm gonna get out of here. Like I said, it's Friday. Take care of yourselves. I will see you guys Monday morning, 10:30 AM. And remember, I'll give you the scene where I am on Monday. Remember, I'll be in Florida, but we're still going to do the show. Take care, guys, and have a great weekend.
My woman taking up my